The man who's going to be joining us right now was born in Egypt. He ultimately came to the United States. He is a born-again, Bible-believing Christian involved in a ministry. I'm going to find out about his ministry as we talk with him. His name is Usama Dakdok, and he is a man who has an outreach to the Muslim world, not only around the world, but here in the United States. Usama, thank you so very much for joining me, my friend. I appreciate this.
Well, Brother Zimi, it's always my joy to be with you and all your wonderful audience.
Thank you so very much. I'm holding in my hand a copy of a news report coming from Arutz 7 in Jerusalem, Israel. It's a Orthodox news site, Orthodox Jewish news site. And they're reporting about 20,000 Muslims who are expected to attend a three-day event. And they call it, and how do you pronounce from the Arabic word, J-U-M-A-H?
That's the word Jummah, which means Friday.
Okay, Jummah.
The Jummah, the Friday prayer. For the Muslim who pray, their big day of worship is Friday, as for Christian, most Christian go to church on Sunday.
Right, and this article says this Jummah will be held at the Democratic National Convention, which is very, very interesting to me. The Jummah event is being sponsored by the Bureau of Indigenous Muslim Affairs, BIMA, which is a national Muslim American nonprofit organization. They say the purpose is going to be, according to BIMA, to attract national and international attention to the plight of American Muslims and to hold political parties accountable for issues that affect the Muslim people. First of all, talk to me about this Jummah. This is just a normal activity for a Friday afternoon, correct?
Maybe in the mind of Americans who do not know the truth about Islam, but the more we know about Islam, the more we know how dangerous it is to allow a bunch of Muslims to go in any place, especially like this event, and gathering to pray to Allah. When Muslims gather and kneel towards Mecca in one place, in one time in their life, this place is no longer what it is, but it is a mosque. So that is a great victory for the Muslims to go in the capital, before in the front of the capital, or in any building in America. One-time prayer will make this place a mosque.
Now, what is interesting to me that the Democratic National Convention going to be held? It's underway, or the process of coming together in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the officials of the DNC have agreed to allow this event to unfold. It basically started on Friday the 31st and is going to continue for a couple of days. So you're telling me that when they get together, in their mindset, they believed that spot where they're praying, there in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the convention center, is actually a mosque in their mind from then on.
Absolutely 100% true. And if you look at the first mosque which ever exists for the Muslim, that is when Muhammad lied to the Muslims in Mecca, and he told them that he was taken by Allah somehow in a miraculous way to Jerusalem, and he prayed there one time, and then he was ascended to the seven heavens, riding on his what I call supersonic mule, and come back to his own bed, and his bed was still warm. He made up this lie, and that's why Muslims, 1,400 years later today, believe that they have the right to have their mosque in Jerusalem, because that is where Muhammad prayed one time in his life, which never took place, which never happened. Muhammad never was transformed from Mecca to Jerusalem to the seven heavens. It's a lie. But one place for Muslims to stand up and pray towards Mecca, this place is a mosque. This is not just my belief or my idea. That is Islamic doctrine. That is their foundation. That is their belief.
Now, they would pray every Friday anyway at some place, some location, wherever they were gathered. Most of the time, they do go to a regular operating mosque to do their Friday prayers, do they not?
Yes, they do. But, you know, brother, here's the problem. When we talk about prayer, and people hear us say, Muslim prays, what's wrong with Muslim to pray? I mean, the Buddha pray, the Baptist pray, and the Catholic pray, and the Jewish pray, everybody pray. But see, that's the problem. If we know what even Muslims say in the prayer, you will see that it's illegal. It is illegal in America for Muslims to pray, not inside the mosque, not in the some Baptist church, as we've seen some Baptist church open their large fellowship hall for Muslims to use while they're waiting for their mosque to be built, or any public place. It is illegal if we know what Muslims say in the prayer. It is against our constitution, freedom of religion. And I want to say it quickly here. When Muslims pray and read the first chapter, which is called Al-Fatiha, and they say, اهدنا صراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight way. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. When they say this in Arabic, it means nothing to us. We have no clue what they're saying. But they're saying, guide us to the straight way, which is the Muslim way, not the way of those whom you are angry against, that is the Jew, nor the last one, that is the Christian. Can you imagine with me, when Muslims go to our public places, or like this big Democrat day coming 3 days, and they say that all the Jews Allah is angry against, and all the Christians are lost. And then our liberal, I call them foolish liberal, ignorant liberal, clap hands and thank them for coming to pray there. That is absolutely nonsense. They believe that you are a Christian, therefore you are an infidel, therefore they must cut off your head, they chop off your head. They have the right, by the teaching of the Quran, to decapitate every man and every woman who believe that Jesus Christ is Son of Virgin Mary, is God, or those who believe that Jesus is a part of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So, this is the problem. We do not see anything wrong for Muslims to build a mosque in America. We do not see anything wrong for Muslims to pray anywhere in America, because we do not know what do Muslims believe, what is on their agenda.
Now, let me
their agenda. Go ahead, brother.
Now, well, let me ask you this. We're talking about a group, as I can see the promotional piece right here in front of me, that seems to be somewhat of a moderate type of a Muslim, not the radical Muslim.
I love it. I love it when I hear the word moderate Muslim. You know what's amazing? I lived in the Muslim world 43 years. That's all my life. I never heard the word moderate Muslim. I never heard the word radical Muslim until I learned it from Bush and now Obama. This is the lie, the biggest lie from the bottom of hell. There is no such a thing as a moderate Muslim. There is no such a thing as a radical Muslim. There is a Muslim or non-Muslim. Until the American people read the Quran, very simple, until the American people read the Quran, they'll have no clue what I'm talking about. What is a moderate Muslim? Are you trying to tell me that Allah was a radical God? Are you trying to tell me that Muhammad was a radical prophet? I mean, what is a moderate Muslim? A man who does not believe in Allah's word, and he lived in disobedience to the command of Allah in the Quran? Is a moderate Muslim a man who does not believe in Muhammad nor in his teaching, and he lived in disobedience of Muhammad's teaching? What is a radical? If I tell you, Allah said in the Quran, do not take the Jews and Christians for friends. And you see, somebody is taking you as friend. Is this a good Muslim? No, it's a bad Muslim. Why? Because he's making friendship with non-Muslims. When you read the Quran and say, Jews and Christians are infidel, and Allah command Muslims to kill the last one of them, and somebody practices the teaching of Allah in the Quran or the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, does this make this Muslim a bad Muslim or a good Muslim? What is a moderate Muslim? Brother, because of the lies of moderate Muslim and moderate Islam, Muslim will continue to take over this country. They are practicing Taqiyya, chapter 328 in the Quran, which said they can pretend to be our friend with their lips, not with their heart. And they will continue to do that as long as they do not have the upper hand. So these moderate Muslims, which you see them smiling on the video on YouTube about this Friday prayer with the Democrat Party, they're nothing but true Muslims who are practicing the lies which Muhammad and Allah gives them permission to do. They will pretend to be moderate. They will pretend to be nice people. But their heart is they're here to take over America. And sadly, Obama and his party is the open door or the open gate for Muslims to run for Senate, for Congress, for mayor, for president. And this party, sadly, are willing to do anything to destroy the moral of America and to allow Muslims to take over America. They are the open door for Muslims to take over this country.
Wow. We're going to have another conversation. This is just not enough time to get into all of this. And so after this broadcast, we'll get together and set another time scheduling a interview with you so we can go more in depth. But you're saying to me that no such thing as a radical or moderate Muslim. They're all Muslims, all dedicated to doing what the Quran and Muhammad has directed them to do. And part of that is to take over America. That's the bottom line.
Well, they're winning. They're winning both ways. And because American people believe that we are in war with radical Muslim in Bush days, and now we are, there is no radical Muslim. As a matter of fact, if you look at Obama and his people, they would tell you the Brotherhood are good Muslims. They are in the White House. They work right now in our homeland security in America. They are the one whom Obama gives them the country of Egypt and Libya and Tunisia and soon Syria. These rebels are nothing but Brotherhood. So we do not have really bad Muslim anymore. See, under Bush, we used to believe that we are in war with radical Muslim. We are not in war with Islam, really. That is the biggest lie. And then now under Obama, there is no radical Muslim. Because who is the radical Muslim? The Brotherhood? You mean Nadia, Dalia Mujahid and Muhammad Atim and Ali Hassan and all this wonderful, Hassan Rashad and all this wonderful working in the White House are the Brotherhood, are the bad one? Of course not. So there is no Brotherhood. Taliban is good Muslim. Al-Qaeda is good Muslim. Brotherhood is good Muslim. Fatah and Hamas is good Muslim. There is no bad Muslim anymore.
Wow.
What is a moderate Muslim? It's a lie spread by our politician because of political correctness. And if we continue to live these days, which is the last days, I believe, on earth, believing in the lies of our politician because they're cowards or because of the political correctness, this will be the end of America.
Usama Daktok, a man who is from the land of Egypt, coming here after 43 years of his life and now living in America, trying to reach out to the Muslim community with the precious gospel message of the truth of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, but not only here in America, around the world, but he is informing us of what really is happening here in America. Usama, this has been a very important conversation. Thank you, my dear friend, and we will arrange for another conversation a bit longer in the near future. Thank you, and God bless you and
anytime,
your ministry.
Anytime, brother. Thank you, and God bless you.